Welcome back to Southern Haunts, and thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you would like to hear your name on the show, get ad-free episodes and bonus episodes, you can always find that at patreon.com/southernhauntspodcast. And don't forget, you can hear me talking about scary movies over on my other podcast, Oh, That's a Scary Movie. This week, we're talking about Lake Placid in honor of our friend, Miss Betty White. So be sure to subscribe to Oh, That's a Scary Movie wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's get started. On the morning of June 28, 1959, the torso of a white male was found outside of Atala, Alabama, near Gadsden. 11 days later, authorities would find another torso just up the highway in Asheville. The faces of the men were so badly disfigured, they were referred to simply as Mr. X and Mr. Y. Newspapers shouted headlines about the torso murders from every corner. The entire state of Alabama was in such a frenzy that no one ever suspected that an unassuming farm girl could be the culprit. I'm Ashley McLaughlin, and I'm going to tell you a scary story. This is Southern Haunts. According to all accounts, Viola Virginia Hyatt was a fussy baby and a nasty child who hated pretty much everyone. Her father, Martin Hyatt, was a farmer who had inherited a 40-acre farm from his father. Despite her reputation, Martin loved his daughter and reportedly doted on her and her mother, Virgie. Together, the family enjoyed a comfortable life. For a while. For some reason, trouble brewed under the surface in the Hyatt home. Virgie grew unhappy in her marriage after Viola's birth and became verbally abusive to both her and Martin. She died when Viola was just 5 years old. Martin's second wife was a woman named Jessie Wheeler, and Viola hated her from day one. Viola made Jessie's life such a living hell that she became frightened at the mere sight of the child. She ruled the roost and had her daddy wrapped around her little finger. And I'll be right back with more about Viola after this word from my sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by Care.com. If you have a business, you need a website. What's the best way to get a website up and running? Choose a website hosting company that makes it simple, like Pear Networks. Pear has over 20 years of experience managing the entire digital ecosystem for thousands of online businesses all around the world. Pear makes it easy for you with do-it-yourself website building tools and features, including simple drag-and-drop page design. And they have guaranteed US-based support technicians ready to help you whenever you need it, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Right now, when you sign up with Pear Networks, you'll receive 1 free month of web hosting. See for yourself how easy it is to build your website for free. Visit pear.com/free to get your first month of website hosting for free by using the code QUICKSTART. If you forget, you can find it in the show notes. That's pear.com/free. Promo code QUICKSTART. Get started today. Now, back to the show. Viola grew up without finishing high school and spent her days with her daddy working the farm. Although she had a pretty bad reputation as a child, she was kind of the opposite as an adult. Neighbors knew her as a dependable person who was always willing to lend a hand. Viola, at the age of 30, had a few friends and a short string of beaux, one of which was Lee Harper from nearby Andalusia. He and his brother Emmett, who were 55 and 48 at the time, respectively, were tenants on the Hyatts' farm and worked in nearby Anniston on a construction site. The brothers occupied a small box trailer that sat in the yard of the main house. They paid the Hyatts' rent and a little extra for Viola to do their cooking. And for some reason, she killed them. To this day, we have no idea why. Some speculate that it was a love triangle between Viola and the brothers. Others say that there were rumors that the brothers were fond of the bottle and were mean drunks. Stories of them beating Mr. Hyatt and Viola were not unheard of. Whatever the reason, they can't tell their story, and Viola wouldn't. It took police an entire month after finding the torsos to put together the clues. Of course, Viola didn't make it easy. Around midnight on June 28, 1959, she shot the brothers in the face at point-blank range with her daddy's 12-gauge and cut off their limbs to make them easier to move after the evidence started to pile up against her and a six-hour interrogation. Viola confessed to her crimes without giving a motive, but she did take police on what she called the whiskey trail, which is the three-county, 50-mile stretch of highway she drove and randomly tossed body parts out the window to get rid of the bodies. Investigators believed that Viola was covering for a family member, or must have had help with the murders, but she never gave up any more information. Viola Virginia Hyatt pled guilty to two counts of murder in order to not give her testimony in open court. She was convicted and sentenced to two life sentences in 1960, but was paroled for being an ideal inmate in April of 1970. She died in the year 2000. Without ever giving a public interview or explanation for her crimes. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you would like ad-free and bonus episodes, just head over to patreon.com/southernhauntspodcast. And don't forget, if you like the show, please leave me a rating and review. It really means a lot and helps me spread the word about the show. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next week.